The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, where our mission is to simplify the real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors, and my goal is to make sure you feel confident when buying and selling a home or investing in real estate. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading-edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties, and your trusted real estate advisor and advocate in this entire real estate process. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, thanks again for tuning in today. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Hey, this week on the show, we have another great show lined up for you. Let me tell you about what's happening today. In the second part of the show, I'm going to be talking with Bill Becker. Bill is the owner of the American Real Estate Investor Institute, and he's going to be talking about buying discounted mortgages or notes. And it's a topic I'm excited to hear about. So here's what I want you to recommend that you do. If you know of anyone who is thinking about investing in discounted mortgages or discounted notes, give them a call or text them right now and have them tune in to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM right now. Hey, I'll also recommend you grab some paper and a pen so you can take some notes too if you find this topic of interest to you too. And as usual, we'll start things off with our mortgage update with Jesse Schwager. He's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans, and he'll be joining us today in the first part of the show. Jesse's going to be talking about being aware of some mortgage calculation mistakes that are very common buyer missteps. So you can see we have a jam-packed show today. Hey, quick shout-out to Jason Loring. They just bought a move-up home in the school district that they were interested in. And also shout-out to Matthew and Jill, who are getting their home on the market this week. They're looking to move into a bigger home for their growing family. Wow, the results of home sales in May are very encouraging for the real estate market in the Philadelphia region, and I think June's numbers are going to be even better. It's been a fabulous spring market. I see the momentum carrying us into the summer market, and there's still time to take advantage of the spring market. Interest rates are still under 4%. There's talk about them going up. I know Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans mentioned that last week, that there's indications that the rates may be going up. And the Philadelphia region is still one of the most affordable areas to buy a home. So let's get you off the fence. Let's get you pre-approved for a mortgage with our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager, again, with Atlantic Home Loans. He's more than happy to get you pre-approved. Just give him a call at 215-287-2373, 215-287-2373. And don't be afraid to give him a call. You know, if you're not currently in a position to buy a home, Jesse will get you on the right track and let you know exactly what you need to do in order to buy a home. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show. Gary Wagner, a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, he gave us a great overview of economic and housing conditions in the Philadelphia region. It was a really informative show. If you missed the show, you can listen to podcasts on realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download the show's podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and it's also available on Google Play Music. Okay? So, hey, during the show, if you have any questions or you don't quite understand something, feel free to call us or text us at 215-778-9687 so we can answer your questions and help you further understand any topic that we're discussing. And you can always reach me at the same number, 215-778-9687, by voice or text during the week if you'd rather talk to me off the air. You can also email me anytime at paul@paulrosso.com. So let's get the show started. Again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get things started. Let's bring on our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, we were just talking about you in the beginning here. We're just letting people know they have to get off the fence now before the rates go up and, you know, to give you a call for any pre-approvals. So I want to bring you in and just see what you have for our update this week.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, like we talked about last week, you know, I see the rates definitely starting to take a climb and, you know, hopefully people, you know, get off the seat and, you know, start
sure.
taking it seriously because I yeah. think I honestly think it's gonna go up.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so today I'm gonna be talking about, you know, just basically how to avoid 4 mortgage calculation mistakes.
All right.
Okay. And this is for any home buyer going through the process. A lot of people, the first one is not knowing what your credit score is. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of people that I speak to in general, you know, every time I ask them, they check Credit Karma or things like that. Now, when I actually run the report, 2 totally different things.
Okay.
You know, two totally different numbers. So you want to make sure you're actually have the right credit score when you're actually running numbers. You know, a lot of people do it by themselves.
Okay. And, you know, when a mortgage company runs a credit report, it's definitely going to be different than any other report you can get online. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
Yeah. And usually that's because you're pulling in all 3 credit reports, but a lot of online services just bring in one credit service. Is that correct?
You got that right, Paul.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are these mistakes that, you know, that are common the buyers make?
Now, here's another one that I don't really like to say, but, you know, I always tell my clients, listen, go get some other opinions, you know, talk to another lender, you know,
okay.
see what they're offering, you know, and you always want to get, it's like when you go to a doctor, you just don't want to get one set of advice.
Okay.
Okay, I always think it's important to, you know, see what your options are and so you know as a homeowner or a home buyer that you're getting the best deal possible.
Right, and, you know, what I like to say is, you know, you have to be careful that, you know, that they're giving you a true estimate. Also, make sure you get a truth in lending statement. So someone's not promising a real low rate, and they're going to charge you some fees in order to get that lower rate. So, yeah, it's just one thing to be careful of when you're out there shopping.
Yeah, and you also want to be very careful of, let's say, you know, someone talks to me on a Monday and then they call Wells Fargo in a week later or even, you know, at the end of the week, different days, different interest rates, the
sure.
market could switch and, you know, you want to do it. Try to keep it around the same day when you're getting all your quotes together, so you're comparing actual, you know, realistic numbers.
Right, and you know, this it's pretty competitive area here, so the rates usually won't vary too much. So, just a word of caution: if you see someone really, you know, with different rates, very different rate, you want to just be a little more cautious, make sure that that they're not charging extra fees in order to get to that rate. So what's the what's the third mistake there?
The third thing is, you just covered it a little bit, failing to account for all the costs.
Okay.
A lot of times people are on Trulia or Zillow and, you know, they're putting in their own numbers into the mortgage calculators and they're forgetting about what the actual property taxes are, the mortgage
right.
insurance. So when they're putting numbers into the mortgage calculator, you know, it looks real nice a lot of times, but
sure.
you know, you gotta make sure that you're using all, you know, correct credit score, you know, mortgage insurance, everything needs to be calculated correctly.
Right. So you have not just your principal and interest, you have taxes, you're gonna be paying 1/12 of your taxes in your monthly payment.
You're gonna have your homeowner's insurance.
Right, homeowner's insurance, possibly mortgage insurance, you know, if you're putting less than 20% down or you're going FHA. And then also you have utilities, too. That's a monthly cost also that sometimes people forget about also.
Yeah, and you want to make, you know, and you always want to, I always recommend, you know, I don't like to see people put everything that they have in the bank down as a down payment because you always got to factor in the what if.
Sure.
You know, what if something breaks, the water heater goes, or, you know, anything like that. You want to have a reserve in your bank account.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The last thing is that I'm going to touch on is basically not learning about the whole process ahead of time.
Okay.
Now, with me, you know, with all my clients, I think it's very important to educate them.
Sure.
Okay. And sit them down, go over everything that they need to know when applying for a mortgage and buying a home. Very, very, very important, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to touch on all four of the, you know, costly mistakes that, you know, I see people do quite often.
Okay. All right, terrific. And Jesse, if someone now has a question for you, wants to get pre-approved, reach out to you about their credit, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my cell phone number is 215-287-2373.
Okay.
And I'm also, you can apply on my website. It's www.jesseschwager.com.
Okay.
And my NMLS number is 887037. Don't forget, I am licensed in the state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia.
Okay, excellent. So, Jesse, thank you so much for your update on the mortgage for the buyers. You know, I think you raised some great points today that buyers should consider when they go out there to buy a house. So, once again, you can reach Jesse Schwager at Atlantic Home Loans anytime at 215-287-2373, 215-287-2373. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday there, Jesse.
You too. Enjoy this weather.
Okay, excellent, man. Thanks
all
a
right.
lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye now. So that was a great update from Jesse. He raised some really important things for us as we, you know, as you consider purchasing, how making sure you, you know, you're educated, make sure that you consider everything in the cost of buying a house, and also, you know, making sure you actually know your credit score too from a mortgage company standpoint also.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I just got an email in from Richard Patton.
Okay, Tony. Thanks. What did he ask for?
Richard writes, Paul, I'm having trouble selling my home. It's been on the market for 5 months, and we have changed the price twice. Is there any incentive I can offer to bring more buyers into my home so I can get it sold?
All right. Thanks, Tony.
No
hey,
problem.
Yeah, that's a great question, Richard. You know, first of all, I'm sorry to hear you're having so much trouble selling your home. You know, it's been a great market here, and I definitely want to give you some pointers you may want to consider. So, Richard, I think, you know, you've been on the market a couple months now. You change your price. I think at this point, the best thing you can do right now is to offer incentives for the buyer to consider your home, you know, commonly known as seller assist. So I recommend that you give your agent a call. Talk to the agent about offering to pay part of the buyer's closing costs. Now, the amount you can pay will depend upon the financing that the buyer is looking to obtain, but, you know, it could be anywhere from generally from 3% to 6% on average, okay? Now, if you decide to go with this incentive, make sure you authorize your agent to advertise that you're willing to assist buyers with their closing costs, okay? So I think offering to pay part of the buyer's closing costs is a great way to make your home more attractive to the competition. You know, I hope this helps you, Richard. Good luck with that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have Bill Becker with the American Real Estate Investors Institute. Bill's going to be talking again about discounted mortgages and discounted notes. So we have a lot more to cover in real estate today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, your real estate, your leading hedge home seller with RE/MAX Properties, and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, give me a call first. I strive to simplify the home buying process to make it easier for you to buy a home. So I'd love to have you give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, Real Estate. Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. That's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, I'm going to bring on our next guest, Bill Becker. Bill is with the American Real Estate Investors Institute, is the owner of that institute. And Bill, welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. How are you doing today on this Sunday morning?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for letting me come on the show. Appreciate it.
Sure. So, Bill, why don't you give us a little background about yourself so our audience can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure. Many decades ago, I'm not going to tell people how many, but it was during the Green administration in Philadelphia, so people can do their numbers.
Yeah.
I used to work for the city.
Okay.
And I was the chief of property management with the dreaded parking authority.
Right.
Well, I took care of all their properties, at the airport and places like that.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good job, but I was always interested in real estate, Paul, and I always keep track of it. Used to look at the mortgage foreclosures and tax sales, and I said, you know, I know this is a political job. If a new mayor comes in, I'm probably going to go out the door.
Okay.
So, sure enough, Bill Green decided not to run again, and a fellow by the name of Wilson Good came in.
Yes.
Well, a new broom sweeps clean.
Okay.
And so the interesting part was that I wasn't going to tell my wife that I was going to be let go. So I was going to surprise her, say. And so I kind of picked a dinner place and so forth and so on. And
all right.
So for a Saturday night, and I came down Saturday morning, and she, man, this is kind of sad, but not really. It's, she was sitting at the kitchen table and front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer said, Bill Becker gets fired from the Philadelphia Parking Authority. And I'm going, she said, Bill, what is this?
Oh.
Yeah. I said, well, I was going to tell you at dinner tonight, you know. And but, you know, Paul, I made up my mind then
that
I was never, ever going to work for anybody again. And I said, now's the time to get involved in real estate.
All right.
And that was my opportunity. Yes, I could have gotten another job someplace in the city, but didn't want to do that. So I decided to get involved in my first step in tax sales. One of the reasons is then it was only $300. That's all you needed to do. You could actually buy a property in Philadelphia for $300. And now you had to know what it was, of course.
Sure.
So I looked at my list, and I saw several properties, and one piqued my interest in Kensington. And so I went over, and I looked at it, and I knocked on the door, and a young man answers the door, and he said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'm thinking about buying this property. It's up for sale. I didn't want to tell him it was up for tax sale. And he kind of scratched his head, Paul, and said, I really didn't know it was up for sale. My landlord never told me, but come on in, take a look at the property. If you buy it, I'd like to, you know, get friendly with you. And he was a very friendly young man. Matter of fact, it was a pretty neat property.
Okay.
And down in the basement was a Biermeister, and, you know, so we got in a pool table. So we got talking about investing and whatnot. And now I'm all primed and ready to go for the tax sale.
Okay.
So.
And that's good. I mean, usually you don't get in tax sales.
No, you don't. I was
right.
Really lucky. This is, remember, this is my first deal.
Sure.
So I wasn't going to tell my wife. You know, I was going to surprise her. Say, I was going to say to her, look, you know, we're doing well in real estate. I figured a property was worth, back then, it was probably worth about $20,000. And I figured if I can put up, you know, $10,000 for it and put a little improvements in it and flip it out and make $5,000 or $6,000, it'd be great.
Okay.
And I go down to the sale, and the auctioneer starts rattling off some of the properties, and up comes my property. I'll never forget the address, Paul, 3133 Trenton Avenue. So I jumped up and I said $300, which was the opening bid.
Okay.
And the auctioneer said $300 once, $300 twice. Well, somebody else jumped up and they said $400. I said $500. They said $600. I said $700. They said $800. And I said $4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And every time I tell that story, I start shaking. The audience can't see me, but, you know, I start shaking because I'm like I'm there.
Yeah.
And the auctioneer said $4,000 once, twice, sold to the man in the back for $4,000. Paul, I go running up there, and you had to put down your deposit, and cash is coming out of my pocket, and people are helping me pick it up. And so I go there, and I had to hold my hand to sign the paper, and I grabbed the receipt, ran to the back of the room, couldn't wait to go see my property and tell my wife we were going to become millionaires in real estate. So after the auction was over, the guy who was bidding against me came up to me and said, you know, I'm the guy who was bidding against you. I said, yeah. And he said, I'm real curious. I've seen you here a couple of times before. You never bought anything. No, I said, I'm learning. And he says, what are you going to do with that empty lot? And I said, excuse me, empty lot? And he says, yeah, pal, you just bought an empty lot. And I go, I'll gulp. And now, you know, big lump in my throat, I go over to the proprietary's office and the recorder of deeds and found out that, yeah, that property that I was in was not the one that was up for sale, but I had just bought an empty lot in Kensington. Now came the biggest challenge of my married life. I had to go see the lot, then I had to go home. So
the address was wrong?
So I go out there and... Here I find out it was 3133 Witt Street, like in half wit, okay? And it's nothing but a big empty lot.
Okay.
Across the street from the house that I had been in. But there was a factory next door. So I went and knocked on the factory door.
Okay.
And guy comes out and says, what do you want? And I says, well, I just bought this lot at the tax sale in Philly. And he said, well, we're not buying anything. You know, we're not magazines, nothing. And I said, well, here's my phone number. And in those days, I smoked, so I whipped out my matchbook cover and wrote down my phone number and gave it to him. But now, Paul, came the biggest challenge in my married life. I had to go home.
Sure.
So I walked in the door, and I threw my arms around my redhead, and I said, we're in real estate. And she said, that's great. Let's go see your properties. No, that's okay. You know, I'll handle this. She said, look, I'm your partner, So we got in the car and drove up in front of the property, and she's looking around. She says, I don't see anything. And I said, well, I just bought this lot. She said, wait a minute, Bill. You just bought an empty lot in Kensington? I said, yeah. And she said, we need to talk about that. So we drove around the block a few times and talking.
Okay.
And she did most of the talking loudly. And so I'm taking down names and phone numbers of factories in the neighborhood and whatnot. I go home. The next few days, I'm on the phone furiously calling people to see if they want my lot. And people are cursing at me. They're hanging up. So I get a call from the guy at the factory that I was in before.
Okay.
Because apparently I was talking to his son. This was the father. And the father said, I knew about that tax sale foreclosure, and I forgot all about it. Would you like to sell it? I said, yeah, I'll be right down there. And I didn't know that my old gremlin could do 300 miles an hour, but it did. And so I go down there, I started negotiating, and I said to him, how much do you want to pay for it? And he says, well, how much do you want to sell it for? And I said, well, what do you think it's worth? And he said, well, what do you think it's worth? And I figured out he went to the same
game.
I figured he went to the same negotiating class that I did,
right.
You know. So he finally said, I was only going to pay a couple $1,000s for it. After all, it's just an empty lot.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's an empty lot. It's next to your building. And I'm not going to be greedy. I paid $4,000, and I put down 10%. And I'm going to sell it to somebody on this list. So I pulled this list out, At the top of the list was this Zimmerman Heating and Cooling. Well, I don't know what happened to the guy in the factory and Zimmerman, but this guy turned red, started cursing. I'm not going to let you sell that to Zimmerman. How much do you want for it? And I says, I'm not greedy. I says, I'll take an extra $2,000, and I'm happy. So he says, okay, do you need a check? What I need to do? So, when do you want to go settle? He didn't want me to go across the street to Zimmerman.
Okay.
So a couple of days later, we went downtown. I met him down at St. Pete's in front of the church, went into the church and said, God, please make sure that he shows up. You know? And he did. Went over, and I signed him my bid on that, and I made $2,000. That was my first deal. And I said, wow, Becker, this is the right business for you. And that was, Paul, that was 35 years ago.
Wow.
And it's been a lot of up and down since, and more ups and downs.
All right, terrific. So, Bill, we need to take another break.
Sure.
And when we come back, I'm going to talk about, I want to get into the mortgage, discount mortgages and discount notes. So,
sure.
Great story on your first real estate investment. I'm sure everyone remembers their first story. So, great story. Want to talk about discounted mortgages, discounted notes, and then also a little bit about your institute that you have also. So we'll be right back with a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move-up dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house tailor-fit to suit your needs doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. That's a great benefit to you. When Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And the show is streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments for Bill, is 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. You can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Hey, if you're looking to get a custom market evaluation for your house online, you're welcome to go to our website there at homeprices in the region.com, homeprices in the region.com. You fill out the form there and we'll create a customized market evaluation for your home within 24 hours. So again, that website is homeprices in the region.com. So I want to bring Bill Becker back on. Bill, great story about your first real estate investment, and sounds like the marriage is still alive there.
Still alive after 30 plus years. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And I want to talk to you real quick about your the American Real Estate Investors Institute. What's that all about?
Sure.
And then let's get into the mortgage notes.
Yep. The American Real Estate Investors Institute I founded back in 1991. I've been investing since 81. And only because I decided that some people in the Delaware Valley needed the real deal as opposed to these guys that come on TV and all the rest of it. And sure. I wanted to teach them and handhold them through the deals. And I have a lot of classes, still having classes. In fact, I have a boot camp coming up in a few weeks,
okay.
17th and 18th of June. And it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. And it's right here at the airport at the Clarion.
Okay.
So if people want to find out more about it, they can go to my website, which is the easiest way, because they can sign up from there, and that's areii.com, areii.com, or just Google American Real Estate Investors Institute and get all the information about it.
Okay.
And one of the subjects, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about some of the things you may be covering on boot camp there.
I'll be covering a half a dozen different strategies on how to invest in real estate.
Okay.
I'm going to go from soup to nuts. We got two solid days of education, and I have two of my mentors that work for the Institute that are going to be there as well.
Okay.
And I'm looking to have a special guest speaker on discounted mortgages,
right,
who actually taught me many, many years ago.
All right, excellent.
And besides the tax sale foreclosures and mortgage foreclosures, which I love, my second best is discounted mortgages.
Okay. So what are discounted mortgages?
Well, let's clarify first that there really isn't a discounted mortgage. It's just an acronym.
Okay.
The note is what gets discounted. So for those folks that don't understand that, sometimes you have, as you know, Paul, you go to settlements enough, I'm sure.
Sure.
They have to sign a note as well as the mortgage.
Correct.
So what we do is actually buy the note.
Okay.
We really don't care too much about the mortgage because that's where the money is where the
right.
note is. And a lot of people get confused about, you're going to buy my mortgage. I actually, when I advertise sometimes, people call me up and say, you want to buy my mortgage? And because I've been paying on it a long time, I said, no, you got it all together wrong.
Right. So the note is the promissory to pay back the amount that you borrow. The mortgage is putting the house up as collateral for the house.
That's correct. That's the legal document that's actually putting it up for sale as the mortgage, and the note is the money itself.
Right. So when you're buying a house, you're going to be signing two main documents. One is the note. The lender's going to lend you the money. You're agreeing to pay it back. And then the other document is the mortgage, which is putting the house up as collateral in case you don't pay your mortgage, pay the note back. So just a little clarification there so everyone's aware of it. But, yeah, I mean, the words are kind of get interchanged a little bit because people forget that they signed two documents. So so we had the discount on those. So can you give us an example of buy a discounted note? How involved with that?
Absolutely, and it's coming back into its own now.
Okay,
because there was a lot of people had taken out hard money loans in order to save their house.
Sure.
Now, hard money basically runs anywhere from 10% to 18%. But people were willing to do that in order not to lose their equity and lose their property and all the rest of it. So, so using that example of somebody purchased got a hard money loan to save their property, and let's say it was 10% interest.
Okay.
Now, that means it would be a first mortgage, so there are no other liens on it. Hopefully, they've gotten enough money to take care of all the liens. So let's say that's $100,000,
okay,
and they've been paying on it for a couple of years, and that's okay. Now the person, this is where you need the private lender, that's who you want to go after. They want to get that money, and they're willing to discount that loan. Now, as you know, loans and notes work on a bell curve. So if it's 20 to 25 years, you're paying what? Most of the first 5 years.
You're paying interest.
Right. So the principal pretty much remains almost the same.
Sure.
As you know.
Okay.
And so the money really is in the note when you're buying them.
When you buy the note, you're buying it from the lender.
Correct.
For the house.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And now you're not going to be able to buy it from Wells Fargo or anybody like that.
Right.
They have their own stuff that they do.
Sure.
But we're talking about the hard money industry, the lenders, and it couldn't be even somebody's a family member or a friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, right, family or friend who
absolutely
lend them the money. Okay.
Yep. And, so if they buy it and it's a 10% interest,
okay,
and it's $100,000, and the lender needs the money for whatever reason,
right,
maybe put more money back out on the street, who knows?
Okay.
Because they may have gotten a fee and to do that, so they're ready to put the money back out. They'll take a deep discount.
Okay. So let's just for argument's sake, Mr. or Mrs. Lender loan money to a relative.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think we're using $100,000.
Right, yeah.
I loaned $100,000 to a relative,
mm-hmm,
in order for them to be able to stay in the house. So Mr. or Mrs. Lender now wants to get their money out.
Yes.
They want to sell the note so they get their cash out because their relative living in the house can't pay off the loan.
That's right.
Themselves.
Or they can't get another mortgage.
Right.
Right.
So they now want to sell the loan. And so let's say they want to sell it to you.
Right.
Okay. So what happens then?
Well, at that point, I look at it and see if it's seasoned, how long.
When you say seasoned,
how long they've been paying on it.
Okay.
Okay, and if they have been paying on time.
Sure.
Okay, so that's
all. Now you would be the lender for that relative.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct. Well, yes and no, but now I'll get into that
okay
in a minute. So let's just say that it hasn't been seasoned that long, maybe just a year, and they're really anxious to get out of it. And I'll just use a number. So we'll discount it down to $60,000.
Okay.
Okay. Now the people.
So original loan was $100,000,
right?
And you would be buying it as if it was $60,000,
right?
Loan.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I'm just using that as an example.
Sure.
I mean, it could be $80,000, but
right,
it depends.
Okay.
So that means that you've just got a $40,000, a little under $40,000 discount because they've been paying it for a year.
Sure.
Okay, so they got a little bit of the principal taken off, not much.
Sure.
So they say, I need the money. You know, the kids are going to school. I'll take it. I'll take the 60 grand. So now I have it, and the people are making the payments to me.
Okay.
But they're making the payments as if it were a $100,000 note.
Sure.
So if you can quickly do that in the head, and I have calculators that do that,
okay,
you can see now the yield, not the interest, because the interest stays the same.
Sure.
The yield gets up around 35 or 40%.
Okay.
Which is big money. Okay.
So the yield, meaning like the interest rate to you.
Correct.
Because it's discounted.
That's right. The interest rate to me. It's a good way of putting it. The interest rate to me. So I can then also sell that note to somebody else if I want to. But why would I? You know, I'm getting all this interest and I'm putting my $60,000 out there.
Okay.
It's coming back into its own, and only because the interest rates are starting to rise.
Okay.
And, of course, you remember back in the day, you've been in business for a long time, 27 years.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember when the interest rates, I guess, were, you know, 10, 12%.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I got into the business when they were at 18 and almost 20%.
So. Okay.
And that's when the discounted mortgage business was really good. So you can see when I talk about hard money lenders and private lenders who are lending people money to save their homes, and of course we know that there was a lot of that out there. And it's really a hidden market, Paul.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't understand it, and that's why I'm going to be covering that in my boot camp in June in a couple of weeks. So that's just one of the many strategies. It's an exciting time to be involved in real estate investing now.
Sure, definitely.
And as you so aptly put it, the mortgage rates start going up. The market's really gotten better. It's stabilized.
Yes.
More than stabilized. It's moving up.
Yeah.
Ever so slowly, but it's still moving up. A lot better than a year or 2 years ago, that's for sure.
Okay. So I want to take another break, Bill. And when I come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, how much private lending is out there. You know, is it a large amount? Is it a small amount? You know, who typically buys them? Who typically sells them? And some other things. So we have a lot more to cover on discounted notes or discounted mortgages when we come back with Bill Becker. He's the owner of the American Real Estate Investors Institute. So stay tuned for a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Frank Ciotti. My wife, Lucy, and I met Paul Rosso over 20 years ago when we had trouble selling our home. We hired Paul, and he not only sold the house quickly, but he got us top dollar. Paul then helped us to find our home in the suburbs, where he got us a fantastic deal. Paul then helped us to buy the building for our bridal and tuxedo business, known as L&H Bridal, at 9355 Old Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philly. Since then, he's helped our daughter and our son purchase their homes. Paul helped them to find a great home at a fantastic price as well. We highly recommend Paul. He truly represents his clients, and we trust him fully.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM, and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading edge home seller with REMAX Properties and the trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to get you the best price. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. So give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you have a house that needs a lot of work, if you have a vacant lot, if you have a, like say a warehouse or a restaurant that's been closed up for a while and you need to move the house, I have buyers, I have investors that are looking to purchase properties. They'll pay cash for the house, quick settlements, no repairs. So if you have a house or a property that qualifies under those circumstances, be sure to give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. I'll be sure to get you a top dollar for the property there. Also, if you're on Snapchat, you can follow me on Snapchat at Paul_Rosso. Okay, Snapchat, Paul_Rosso. You can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet each week with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. So we're talking with Bill Becker. Bill is the owner of the American Real Estate Investors Institute. And, Bill, we started touching on talking about how a discount note is purchased. I know it's a little difficult when we're doing this on the radio versus, being able to visually see it. Is there a large amount of business for discounted notes?
Well,
is there a lot of people that have loans privately?
It's a hidden market.
Okay.
And there is a lot out there.
Okay.
We've all heard the rumors that there's plenty of money out there.
Sure.
And that's not a rumor. It's true. But they don't necessarily want to fly above the radar. They want to fly under the radar. So they keep themselves quiet. And usually these conglomerates will buy a lot. They'll put their money together. They may put a few million dollars together and decide to buy a lot of discounted mortgages or discounted notes. So I have access to them as some of my contacts do.
Okay.
So if there's anybody out there that either knows of somebody that has a discounted note or has a note that they want to sell, I'll be glad to talk to them. There's a whole criteria that I have to qualify them.
Okay.
And that's actually what I'll be covering at the boot camp in a couple of weeks, too. That whole criteria to have folks go out there and buy it. And what I do is I give them actually a referral fee for finding a discounted note for me.
Okay.
So that's one way that I have of marketing them sure, because everybody wins.
Sure. So who's buying these notes? Is you mentioned about large conglomerates. Are a lot of individuals buying these notes also?
Yeah, from time to time, yes.
Okay.
And we, meaning me and several others, there's actually a website, notebuyers.com.
Okay.
And they're based out of, I think, Maryland. At least that's the last I've... And they have conventions every year. And these are folks, again, it's kind of in a hidden market.
Okay.
And it's real interesting, especially if you're in the real estate business, whether it's the retail or whether it's in the investment area, to actually get down there. You talk about networking. There's lots of people there that are networking.
Sure.
And, the interesting part, as being an investor plus using the strategy of discounted notes, is that I will occasionally get a chance to buy the property because the people say, I can't pay the mortgage anymore. So what I'll do is do what I like to call a friendly foreclosure, get them relocated someplace else.
Okay.
And then that way I've got the property. That's the worst thing that could happen. But you've just bought the property for a pretty decent discount as well.
Sure. Now, who's selling these discount notes?
Well, the hard money lenders.
Okay.
The private lenders. Okay. Not the the commercial lenders, as I said before.
Okay.
You know, the PNCs or Bank of America. They don't have anything to do with that. But it's the hidden market or the underground market, and it's perfectly legal. It's no problems with that. There are people out there. That's the hardest thing, I guess, is finding the notes.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you next. You know, how do you go about finding these notes?
Well, you have to advertise. You have to put together a marketing program.
Okay.
Now, when I first started doing this, I used to go to the courthouse to see who owned the mortgages.
Okay.
And you could also do that as well. But you're spending a lot of time doing that.
Sure.
Because 95% of the mortgages are through your commercial lenders.
Okay.
So you're looking for that
needle in a haystack.
No, almost a needle in a haystack.
Yeah,
and I've spent days and days and days down there till I got together with my friend Joel Casway, who is actually the note expert in the Delaware Valley.
Okay.
And he lives in Bensalem. You had just mentioned that during the break. And he's the one that taught me everything, and he's the one that's going to be our guest speaker at our boot camp in a couple of weeks, too. I'm going to try to drag him out of retirement to do that. So he's the one also that has all these connections for these people that buy them. But he also has a whole marketing program, and I'm going to be covering a lot of that at the boot camp in a couple of weeks.
So we got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
What's the advantages of buying discounted notes versus just buying real estate to rent out?
Okay, so you have to look at your return.
Okay.
One of the things that I do at my schools, when people come on as a mentee, I give them a software program that I put together the last 15 years.
Okay.
And that tells them how much money they're going to make, what their return on their investment is.
Okay.
And I like 20% return on rental properties.
Okay.
Now, with discounted notes, you heard me say 35 and 40% and up.
Okay.
So 20% versus 35 or 40% is an easy fix at that point to say, okay, that's a decision that you want to make. And you don't have to worry about the three T's, toilets, tenants, and turnovers.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the post office box and pick up your check.
Pick up your check because now they're sin. And as you said, you know, if they're not able to make their payment, you have the mortgage then to...
You have a right to foreclose.
Foreclose.
Right. I haven't had to do that very often. I've been doing this business for 35 years, and maybe three times I've had to do a friendly foreclosure.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I know, for the most part, people want to pay their bills.
Yes, that's true.
The
These
mortgage.
Are good people. Yeah, I mean,
there's
some beats out there, but, for the most part...
Good.
Yep.
Okay, terrific. So, Bill, just to wrap things up then, how can people reach out to you if they have any questions about discounted mortgages or about your boot camp again?
I'll give you a telephone number that I answer personally when I'm in the office. If not, you leave a message. And that's 856-489-8900, 856-489-8900. But the best way to reach me is through my website. And I'll give my personal email as well.
Okay,
and
sure.
That's Bill, B-I-L-L, at A-R-E-I-I.com. Bill at A-R-E-I-I.com. And if they want to register for our boot camp in a couple of weeks, by the way, I'm going to do a special just because I'm here, Paul. June 1st, which I think is tomorrow, I guess it is tomorrow, right? Forget June 1st.
Yeah.
Anyhow, whenever it is. At any rate, that's right. I'm getting confused.
It must be
the holiday from last
week.
Yeah,
no problem, man.
So, anyhow, that's come and gone.
Yes.
So, there was a discount up to that point. I'm going to extend that out, so it's only $95 for two full days.
$95,
yep,
two full days.
Yep, and that comes out to $47.50 for... 12 hours worth of education in real estate investing.
And do they need a discount code or anything for
that? No, they'd mention my name. Say, I heard Bill on the radio.
Okay.
Tell them I heard it on a Paul Rosso show.
Okay.
And they will for sure get a discount.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, sometimes it gets confusing some of our dates here. Yep. So, Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show today, talking to us about everything that everything involved with discounting notes. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap up another great show today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guest today, Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans, for providing a great mortgage update. And again, if you need to reach out to Jesse, 215-287-2373. And again, Bill, thank you so much for coming in. Bill, again, is the owner of the American Real Estate Investors Institute. Great discussion on discounted notes. And again, Bill's website is www.areii.com. So we have another great show lined up for you next week. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso and on Snapchat, Paul_Rosso. So once again, my name is Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller and trusted real estate advisor and advocate with REMAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. Any questions, any concerns that you have, let me know. You can always reach me on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show to your friends and family. Check out all our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you right back here next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.